There's a new exhibition at the Sydney Jewish Museum. It's up until the 14th of June, 2021. That's this year. It's entitled Jews from Islamic Lands. It tells the story through cultural pieces, artifacts and such of the rich history, I should say, that's shared by Jewish people from the area. As the title suggests, it's the Islamic Lands. Luckily, we've got the curator of the exhibition, Shannon Biederman, on the line, who'll shed a little bit more light into it. Shannon, are you there? Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. So I guess first off, what's the historical significance and then I guess the appeal for the work for I guess the Jewish people from this area of the world?
Well, the history of this exhibition was actually monumental, and I have to say one of the most difficult I have ever done.
I see.
Because the Jewish community in the Middle East and North Africa has really deep roots. The Iraqi community, they date their history back to the Babylonian exile in 597 BCE. So there is a very, very long history that we really tried to capture in the exhibition. We have a great interactive map that showed basically how over the thousands of years these communities moved and flourished throughout North Africa, the Middle East, moving along India down to Southeast Asia and finally making their ways to Australia.
How far?
So it was a big history.
Yeah, massive. I suppose I'm a product of Catholic schooling, so I suppose the First Testament and I guess the Land of Milk and Honey is about my extent of any understanding. I'm sure that's not even particular. I don't know how accurate that is. So I guess is it for anyone and everyone? Like, can anyone go and check this out? How far back does the history date? And I guess can anyone get a little bit out of it and I guess come out of it informed?
We hope so. Anyone can come and visit. It is a big history, but I think that we have packaged it very easily. So there's a few components to the exhibition. So one, we have a really great map that gives an overview to this very long history in the region. Because I think a lot of people are really surprised. You know, we've come to associate Jews with, you know, Eastern European culture. But in fact, there is this whole other Jewish community, the Sephardi community, that has a really rich and ancient tradition. And part of what you see in the exhibition is highlighting these really rich traditions. They have some beautiful items. When you walk into the exhibition, there is an absolutely gorgeous silver teak, which houses the Torah scrolls in the Iraqi style. And they're just stunning. They really are. So the first part of the exhibition, you can actually learn a lot about the really unique heritage of this community.
Right.
One of my favorite items, so in the Jewish tradition, after you have your day of rest, the Sabbath, you have a ceremony called Havdalah, which you are awoken from this rest, your senses. And so usually in the Eastern, you know, European tradition, this would be cloves and spices that would awake your spirit. But in the Southeast Asian tradition, we have one besamim which holds rose water. And so it is kind of the same, but a little bit different. And this besamim is from Burma, and it's actually really beautiful. It's got this gorgeous peacock on the top, which is the national bird of Burma.
That's great. Is this just... Is this one of these pieces? So there's been pieces and I guess artifacts and stuff collected from local families and stuff that have a direct lineage to some of these regions and such. What kind of conditions? How do you go about sourcing something like this? And then I suppose the fact that these families, well, they've had them for centuries then, does it, I guess, speak to their importance to the culture?
So everything on this exhibition has actually been loaned from the community. So it was really a logistically different one. It took us a long time to do this exhibition, one of the longest. It took us 8 years to put it together.
Oh, wow.
And it was really the engagement of the community. It's, it is a small community in Australia, about 2,000 Jews of Sephardi Mizrahi background came to Australia after the war. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult for them to migrate here. So while part of the exhibition shows, you know, this rich culture, there is obviously the conditions in which they arrived, and particularly the pogroms and the fruit and some of the difficulties that arose in Arab lands following the founding of the State of Israel. They were basically expelled from their homes. And so really, out of around a million Jews who lived in this region, pretty much none are around today, maybe about 10,000.
Wow.
In this area. So all of these communities have been completely decimated. So a few thousand of these refugees have found their way to Australia and contributed to this exhibition.
Wow.
So that's another facet of it. So yeah. There is that story as well.
Absolutely.
And building their new life in Australia.
I suppose.
Which is difficult.
Sorry, I think there must be about a second delay here because all I was going to say, I suppose, as the communities are smaller, then it speaks to, I guess, the importance of giving it an avenue to a platform of sorts. And then I just guess that it's just innately going to be interesting in that sense, as we would hazard to guess most wouldn't know all that much about the culture. So if people did want to go and check it out for themselves, how do they go about it? How do we get tickets, or how do we go and check it out? Where is the museum located in Sydney, and is there a website of sorts? Any little plug that you might want to share?
Oh, sure. So the museum is located in Darlinghurst. It's right by Taylor Square or St. Vincent's Hospital. We do have a website, www.sydneyjewishmuseum.com.au, and you can visit the exhibitions included with your ticket to the museum. I would highly recommend it. I think it's one of the most beautiful exhibitions we've done.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining the show, Shannon. I appreciate your time and all the best with it going forward. I might go home and check it out, actually. I got a mate that lives around the corner, so...
you should.
All right, will do. Thanks so much. Have a good week.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Shannon Biederman, who curated a new work, Jews from Islamic Lands, which is now on show at the Sydney Jewish Museum. Go and check it out.